Welcome to another episode of The Granite List Live, where we discuss all things related to employee benefits and human capital. I'm Lee Dill.
And I'm Sally Pace. And today we are joined by Phil Belcher, who is the CEO of Healthcare TN. Phil, thanks for being on the show.
Yes, good morning, ladies. And it's a pleasure to join you and your listeners.
Absolutely. Let's start by educating the listeners on who is Healthcare TN.
Sally, Healthcare TN, or as we also call ourselves, HCTN, is a nonprofit, employer-led healthcare coalition of leading mid-sized to large, self-insured employers, and other healthcare stakeholders. So we represent 60-plus members with approximately 700,000 covered lives in East, Middle, and West Tennessee. So we're all across Tennessee. Healthcare TN was established in January of 2023 as a merger between Healthcare 21 Business Coalition, whose membership represented employers in East and Middle Tennessee, and the Memphis Business Group on Health, who had employer members in West Tennessee.
Thank you, Phil. So tell us a little bit about the role that Healthcare TN serves, and then also what are some key issues you're going to be focusing on this year?
Sally, we are the only coalition really like this in the state that solely represents the employer's interests and voice in the value-based healthcare market. So we're not brokers or consultants, but we provide thought leadership, innovation, education, and networking opportunities so that our employer members can better manage their vendor and stakeholder relationships. And we provide actionable tools and resources to help employers design better benefits. And this is really key. We recognize that collaboration is key to overcoming challenges. So we emphasize the power of employer unity and foster a collective effort where shared insights, resources, and determination converge to impact transformative change. And Healthcare TN is also part of the National Alliance of Healthcare Purchaser Coalitions, representing more than 40 other employer coalitions across the country who represent more than 45 million Americans, spending over $400 billion annually on healthcare. So this relationship gives our employers access to other national employers and national healthcare thought leadership. As far as key issues that we're focusing on this year, according to the CDC, over 70% of Tennesseans are either overweight or obese. And obesity is the main underlying driver of many chronic conditions. HCTN is proud to have a relationship with the Tennessee Department of Health. And through that, we provide education and resources to our employer members around the management of chronic conditions such as diabetes, diabetes prevention, and hypertension. Also, through grant funding, we have the opportunity to offer employer members free chronic condition management pilots for all three of these conditions. And many of our employers have adopted these critical programs to address the health of their employees. Also, detecting and preventing high-cost claims are crucial to the success of managing healthcare costs for our employers, and we will be working with employers to develop practical steps for addressing these claims. And then finally, we are all about everything pharmacy, everything PBM. So we're going to continue our efforts around that, especially in the specialty pharmacy space. And we're also going to be watching the development of precision medicine and the new drug supply chain.
So what are some of the key healthcare issues that employers face in your coalition?
I really see employers facing three key issues. First, employers are responsible for designing and delivering quality and affordable healthcare benefits to their employees in a really competitive labor market. So they must determine what are the most valuable benefit offerings that meet the needs of an ever-changing and diverse workforce. Second, I would say healthcare costs continue to rise annually especially prescription drugs, such as the very expensive specialty medications that treat chronic or rare disease. So employers continue to look for best practices and the most transparent vendor relationships to help them bend that cost curve. And then finally, employers desire a more healthy and productive workforce, as you guys would imagine, and strive to inspire employees to take an active role in the management of their health care. Many of our member employers offer effective wellness and chronic condition management programs, but motivating employees to participate can be very challenging.
Will you talk a little bit more about that? What specifically you're looking at?
Yeah, and with the onset of precision medicine, for instance, there's going to be a lot of discussion around should employers pay for things that potentially are items that would predict a person's ability to be able to take certain medication. Precision medicine is costly and may not be something that employers want to take on yet. It's kind of developing. There's more and more of these tests that are coming to market. And so these are things that we're just watching and waiting to see how the market's going to progress in that area.
Phil, I know obviously you're regional in focus, but you also influence national trends. So can you share with us what you're seeing nationally that you're in turn encouraging members to adopt?
Yeah, the increased focus on the employers as plan fiduciaries continues to be a trend to follow, especially with the recent J&J lawsuit. And that lawsuit alleged that J&J failed to meet their ERISA fiduciary obligations in its selection of a pharmacy benefit manager and failed to negotiate more favorable pricing terms for plan participants in their PBM services agreement. So the lawsuit raises some intriguing and challenging questions with respect to an employer's obligations in selecting and overseeing plan vendors like PBMs. We at Healthcare TN see this as a great opportunity and kind of a wake-up call for employers to demand their vendors provide and demonstrate value and alignment through greater transparency, accountability, and alignment with employers' interests. As I mentioned previously, we'll continue to encourage members to implement high-cost claim strategies, especially with the explosion of GLP-1s and the increased focus on obesity management. We're also watching the development of precision medicine, as we've talked about previously, and the drug supply chain and how this will impact employer plan design decisions and plan spend. And then finally, national healthcare policy remains important as we track the National Alliance efforts to curtail any potential erosion of ERISA.
I would love to hear, the GLP-1s are so popular and you've talked about obesity. Are you guiding your members one way or the other? What's the chatter you're hearing among your groups about what to do? Do we offer them? Do we not? There are other opportunities out there.
Yeah, the conversation now is never ending. And employers are concerned, and our employer members really are all over the spectrum in who covers GLP-1s. They're concerned about the cost of GLP-1s. If they do cover GLP-1s, many of our members are putting programs in place to manage the access and requiring their employees go through particular obesity management programs so that they can access GLP-1s. And so this is going to continue to be a huge issue. And it's a big issue around attraction and retention of employees, because we've actually heard that there are actually some people who say, well, are you covering GLP-1s? And that may be in the consideration of them actually coming to work for employers. So this is a big issue. This is of high interest to our employers, and we continue to work in that space, provide experts in that space to help employers make the right decisions for their company and their benefit plan.
So can you share any success stories of how you have enabled or educated a smaller employer group potentially, or a larger one, and what the outcomes were by using your platform?
Yeah, we have one really cool success story that I'd love to share. We've had several of our employer members who have switched from a big three pharmacy benefit manager or PBM to a smaller pass-through boutique PBM, in part due to a program that we call speed dating. This year, we actually did speed dating on February 14th, and that's where smaller, more transparent PBMs come together, and they're featured for our employer members. And when we did this a couple of years ago as well, the result was that many employers added these PBMs to their procurement process, and some actually made the switch. And that resulted in savings for their company, greater cost transparency, and improved prescription drug utilization management. So that was a big success. I'll also mention that our members share their successes with each other, and that helps other employers learn and implement those successful strategies in their organizations.
Last question. What have we not covered already? We've covered a lot of ground, but what have we not covered that you want our audience to know?
I would like to conclude by informing your listeners about our 2024 regional conferences. Healthcare TN has three conferences planned, one for Nashville in May, Memphis in August, and Knoxville in November. The theme of the conferences will be using the power of disruption to improve health. So I believe they're going to be fantastic conferences. In Nashville, we'll be discussing the promise and challenges of the use of artificial intelligence, or AI, in the management of healthcare. In Memphis, we'll be tackling the ever-growing burden of obesity that we've talked about today and how employers can practically attack this disease burden in their populations. And in Knoxville, we'll be exploring the idea of personalized benefits. So again, these are free to our members and really a nominal cost for others to attend. So we would certainly encourage your audience to go to our website at hctnonevoice.org. And check out these conference opportunities and register and be an attender.
Perfect.
And here's the attraction for Memphis. One, we have a fantastic moderator in Sally Pace for one of our sessions. Two, we have Barb Flitch that's coming to give her personal testimony. So it's, yes, we want employers to come, certainly. So all your all's contacts, invite them to come. But we just want, anybody can come, you know, to this conference and hear Barb talk about her story of how she's managed that landscape. She's actually taken GLP-1s. And so she's a very good case study of why, and I think in her case, she's going to say why GLP-1s were good for her and how they've really helped her in all facets, behaviorally and physically.
That's for the Memphis session for all of those nearby. So make sure you come in August.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
Well, Phil, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for your leadership with Healthcare TN and the role that you all play, not just regionally, but nationally. We at the Granite List are very grateful for our partnership with you guys and enjoy helping work with your team and your members. I do want to remind our audience, Phil mentioned these conferences, and I think one of the other great things that you all bring to the regional and national landscape is that it's not exclusive to employers, that you do encourage brokers, consultants, and other point solutions to attend as well. So with that, I hope to see lots of you at Healthcare TN, various events throughout the year. And Phil, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Lee and Sally, and it was great to have an opportunity to share with you today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Granite List Live. Access our entire library by visiting your favorite podcast venue or subscribe on our site, thegraniteList.live.